The BVW Podcast presents This Week in Music History. This week in 1971, Yes released the album Fragile.
Thank you.
That's Yes off Fragile. The album was released this week in 1971. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1983, Quiet Riot took the album Metal Health to number one on the album chart, and it marked the first time a heavy metal album ever hit number one on the album chart. This week in 1982, Michael Jackson released the album Thriller. And this week in 1967, the Beatles released Magical Mystery Tour. Magical Mystery Tour from the Beatles. The album, which in the UK was a soundtrack EP, but here in the US was a full LP, was released this week in 1967. Other albums released this week include All Things Must Pass by George Harrison. All things must pass. All things must pass away. And in 1979, Pink Floyd released The Wall.
Daddy, what you leave behind?
Pink Floyd Off the Wall. The album was released this week in 1979. Now even more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1975, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen hit number one in the UK, and it stayed there for what was then a record 9 weeks. This week in 1973, Top of the World by the Carpenters went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And this week in 1971, John Lennon and Yoko Ono released Happy Christmas, War is Over.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have.
John and Yoko with Happy Christmas, War is Over. The song was released this week in 1971. Now even more of This Week in Music History. Born this week in 1939, Tina Turner.
What's love got to do with it?
Born this week in 1981, Natasha Bedingfield.
Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching.
Eddie Rabbit was born this week in 1941.
Don't you know, step by step, step by step, you and her love.
Born this week in 1978, Nelly Furtado. Jimi Hendrix was born this week in 1942.
When I'm sad, She comes to me with a thousand smiles. She gives to me.
Born this week in 1981, Britney Spears. Born this week in 1929, Dick Clark.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Born this week in 1945, Bette Midler. Born this week in 1943, Randy Newman.
And I will go sailing no more.
And born this week in 1955, Billy Idol.
London town's a go-go. Oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. Oh, when there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. Oh, oh, dancing with myself. Oh, oh, dancing with myself. Oh, when there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, I'm dancing with myself. Every type of girl, but your empty eyes seem to pass me by. Leave me dancing on with myself. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. Well, there's nothing to lose, so there's nothing to prove, but I'm dancing on with myself.
If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance. If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance. If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance. If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance. If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance. If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance. If I had a
That's Billy Idol, who was born this week in 1955. And with that, we'll wrap up another week of This Week in Music History.